She brings wealth and health to her audience by tackling hot topics around substance use disorder, mental health, and wellness. Her mission, vision, and goal are to help you heal from your past trauma, inspire you to transform your body, mind, and soul so you can live your best life. Your board-certified psychiatric mental health doctor, nurse practitioner, trauma care maestro, and media analyst, your life ambassador, best-selling author, TEDx talk speaker, CEO of Pool of Bethesda Psychiatric Health in Arizona. Let's all welcome Dr. Princess Fumi Hancock.
Hello, everybody. Hello, 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 everybody. Hello, America. Hello, Africa. Wherever you are, all over the world, thank you so much for joining me here. I am so excited today. Oh, my goodness. You'll know why I'm excited very soon. Pretty soon. You see that lady over there? Bam. That's why I'm excited. So who am I? For those who do not know me yet, my name is Dr. Princess Fumi Hancock. People call me your Global Vision Midwife. Of course, in Arizona here, I'm a board-certified mental health, psychiatric mental health doctor of nurse practice. So, y'all people, there's a lot of you that's probably looking and saying, let me clean my eyes a little bit. Let me clean my eyes because I must not be seeing clearly. So, yeah, for those who are having problems seeing, yeah, join us with these glasses, right? You'll go get your glasses because you can see us very well. So thank you all so much for joining me. I have a special person today. Let me say this. I want to say this very well, y'all. I want to make sure I say very well. And I'm going to say very slowly. Dr. Yolanda Elaine Conley Shields. Oh my God, that feels so good to call her that. So thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for joining me with this conversation.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Yeah, those that are looking and wondering, you are seeing clearly. You are seeing clearly. God is always working on our behalf and he knows our destinies. He knows where we're going. He knows who we're connected to. And right. So, Dr. Fumi, I am so glad to be with you. I'm glad to say doctor.
That's right. Yes. Hey, I tell you, when I heard that, when I spoke with you and you said, oh, doctor, I'm like, whoa, she did it. Yes.
Yeah, and it started out with you pushing me just to get the MBA. She was like, oh, you need to go. I was getting calls to come and do stuff and they would ask, do you have a MBA or, and you were like, you need to go do it.
I remember when you were done with your MBA and I said, okay, Yolanda, it's time for the next one. She's like, oh, let me breathe on this one first.
Yes. I said, my eye is still twitching. Give me a few minutes. Yes. Yeah, so I'm so excited for us to come here today and just have a conversation. That's about right. The book and that's just right. Really letting people know that they are in control of their destiny.
That's right.
And they don't have to give up. It can start small and then it can bloom into something big. And that's so, right.
But before you do that, I want you to, I want you to introduce yourself because
yes.
I always, I would probably butcher it if I try it myself. So I'm not even going to try. So I want you yourself to, I want you to toot your own horn because you deserve it. That's right. Right. Because we serve God doesn't mean that we can be bold in the Holy Ghost. And that doesn't mean that we can't take pride in the hard work that you
absolutely
in yourself. So now, please, you have the platform to tell me, look, you know what? Just let me know how much all of the things you've been doing all these times while we were away.
Absolutely. Well, I'm Dr. Yolanda Shields and have been really focused on where God had me in the space of education. You know, I used to hear a lot, you are a teacher. And I'd be like, I don't want to be no teacher. And we have to understand that teacher, that educator, it's wide. It's a wide
that's
window.
Right. That's
so
right.
This is my sixth book that we're going to talk about today later. I've been working in the space of nonprofit and foundations and shifted more right now in this season to entrepreneurship and working, just really training the next generation to do the work that we've been doing for years.
That's right.
Teaching on college campuses and schools of businesses, and also really after the first book that you pushed me to finish, I was on a roll then. I was like, okay, I got that one out of the way. I can do another one. So I've been excited to really do more writing, to do more training and teaching, not just here in the U.S., but globally in France and the continent of Africa, getting ready to go to Cambodia.
Yes.
And so God has really just really had me focused on really getting out there and helping people like we've always done,
That's
helping
right.
people to see what's already on the inside of them
That's
and helping
right.
them to go to that next level.
That's
and so
right.
I moved from Tennessee to DC area. I knew for years that God was going to move me. I thought I was going to Africa.
That's right.
I'm going to be living in Africa.
No, well, but don't rule that out yet.
Exactly. Exactly. He's like, I'm going to have you going back and forth and back and forth. And so we never know how he's going to do that. So he's had me in several mountains, the mountain of education, the mountain of government, and then the mountain of business. He's had me really in those spaces. And right in this season, doing more with me in the mountain of government. And so he's placed me at many tables, and we have to really understand when he's placing us at those tables, what it means. Cause sometimes
That's
we
right.
think it means something different than what it means. And
That's
so
right.
I'm just at those tables listening and seeing, okay, where am I, what am I supposed to be doing at these tables of higher ed and government? And then continue to incorporate the business side of it, because it's connected to everything. Anything you do is connected.
That's right.
To
That's right.
So, yeah.
There's no mistake with God in it. There's
yes.
no mistake. Even there are times when you're doing some things and you feel like, well, why am I in this place? Why am I in this room with all these people? It might take 10 years. It might take 15 years.
Exactly.
But after a while, you'll soon figure it out that, oh, that's why. You know,
exactly.
So whoever is listening, if they're aware of our podcast, if you're watching their way of the YouTube, I want you to know that we want you to know this, that there's no mistake where God places you. Even if you look like you don't have an idea what you're supposed to be doing, I want you to just hold on to your seat, because you're going to learn a few things from my sister here. So let me just jump right to it, because
yes.
I was looking at this. Bam, bam.
Yes.
So I went and bought my own copy, y'all. So wink, wink. All right.
Yes.
If you're watching, if you're listening, wink, wink. Go get your copy, because you're not going to get mine. All right. So go get your copy. Now, I got to tell you this. There are some things that kind of grabbed me here.
Mm-hmm.
That word gig, right? That word gig. And then the future of work.
Mm-hmm.
Those two things grabbed me, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
We've all come out of, or we are coming out of COVID-19, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
which has ravaged a lot of families, a lot of homes. And not only that, many of us ended up staying home and working from home.
Yes.
Now, depending on what generation you're at, some generation will tell you, oh, I'm just fine with it. With someone like me who come from the psychiatric field, I see a lot of psychiatric patients that say, I'm fine staying home. But then you also have a generation that is like, yeah, we love to stay at home to work, but when we're working, we're connecting, even though we're home.
Right. Absolutely.
So this, the future of work.
Yes.
I want you to break this down.
Yes.
This word gig, because a lot of times people will look at gig where I'm looking like a gig right now with my glasses. At my age, I don't care. All right.
Yes. Yes.
People who care, right? Mm-hmm. So that word gig has a different connotation now with what's going on with us coming out of COVID, the pandemic, literally all
exactly.
over the world. So talk to me about that. What made you choose the gig economy? I want you to focus on that for me.
Yes. Yes. You're so right. I actually the university where I'm doing some work at in Virginia, the president said, you can teach whatever you want to teach during COVID, during the lockdown, just teach whatever. And I said, oh, I'm going to teach the gig economy. Even when I said it, I didn't know what the content was going to be. I just knew for exactly what you said. During the pandemic, a lot of people that were in the hospitality sector were the first ones to be sent home lose their job.
That's right.
And when they started opening back up, they realized, oh, I don't want to be in that sector because we're the first ones to go home.
That's right.
And if you think about the gig, even back in the day, a lot of times it was used for musicians and singers. I'm going to do this gig.
That's right.
Now with the shared economy, from the Ubers to the Lyfts to starting your lawn business, a lot of things shifted after we came out of the pandemic because people realized, oh, I have been home all this time. Mm-hmm. And I've realized I could be doing some other things.
That's right.
I had this time to really just kind of breathe and think about it. And what I saw was, even with the government, they didn't realize how many people were side contractors or doing work on the side and freelancing until the pandemic. When they had
that doesn't surprise me, sister. That doesn't surprise me.
They did not realize how many of those people are working like that. And when they realized, oh, we got to give them unemployment as well. So they came up with a new law that actually made that happen, which they have never done. And I think as a country, just even around the world, they started realizing, oh, there's this whole sector of people that we haven't been paying attention to. And it's not going anywhere, especially with the younger generation. They're doing more of that, saying, I think I can do this on my own. I can work for you as a cybersecurity, or I can go work on my own and do it.
That's right. That's right.
And so I wanted to really prepare those that really want to not only just do it as a side hustle or a side gig, but want to transition and do it full time. And what does it take for them to be able to do that? It doesn't happen overnight. And if they don't have the tools in their toolbox to be able to do to make that shift, they can actually get in trouble. And so
I like what you just said about, because, okay, so when you talked about that gig, I was thinking about something else. Now you kind of clarified a little bit for me. Because usually in my generation, when you talk about gig, you talk about somebody that looks like me, right? Glasses, techno person, technocrats, don't want to go anywhere but just banging at the computer.
Yes, exactly.
But here it is.
A geek.
The generation, our generation, this current generation can actually say they're geeks and they can wear it proud. Unlike in the olden days, if you call somebody a geek, they'd be like, huh? Don't call me that. But this generation, they wear it well because they understand this is a gig for me. But you now are saying, I want you to take that gig and transition it into a destiny, transition it into a passion, a lifelong passion. Transition it into something that you could do forever and ever and ever, not just a short-term thing, but something that is part of you. Is that what I'm getting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody is looking for multiple streams of income. So some people will say, I want to have an extra $5,000 for the year. They may find something they can do on the side and realize, oh, I made more than $5,000. Oh, I think if I do this 3 more months, I might be able to leave my full-time job and do this full-time. Wow.
Thank you for listening to Tear the Veil with Dr. Fumi. We hope you have enjoyed being a part of today's show and that we have helped you in shining. For further information, you can visit us at drfumipsychdnp.com and pobpsychiatry.com.